Mukundamala Stotra, verse 19. Yat Krishna Pranipat Dhulidhavalam Tadvarishma Tadvaishiras. Then, this verse has four parts. We'll discuss one part each in one of these meditations. This verse is talking about how everything connected with Krishna becomes glorious. And Disarpit Krishna Pranipat Dhulidhavalam. When Tadvarshma Tadvai Shiras, so that head, that Shira, which bows down to Krishna and which becomes anointed with the dust that is there near the feet of Krishna, Dhulidhavalam Tadvarshma, that is the greatest head. So, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness and chanting Hare Krishna, we know that the purpose is to develop our love for Krishna. Now, developing our love for Krishna is not just a matter of redirecting our heart. Certainly, we have to redirect our heart, but it is also that redirection of the heart is based on a complete rethinking of our worldview, a redefinition of our conceptions. And that redefinition centers on understanding actually what is great as compared to our previous notions of what is of greatness. So this verse gives us the devotional vision of what actually is great. So normally speaking, we consider greatness in terms of material things. And so a person who has a very good-looking face, a head with a good-looking face, or a head that wears a crown, will be considered great by ordinary people. On the other hand, a person, the head which of a person whose head bows down, that won't be considered great in by most people. In fact, many people consider it as a matter of their pride that they will never bow down to anyone. Sir kata sakte hai hum, par jhuka sakte nahi. So people think that that is a matter of their pride. They will let their head be cut, will not bow it down. That is, as a matter of Kshatriya honor, if a warrior feels like that and refuses to give up in battle, that is good for Kshatriya Dharma. But even the Kshatriya bows down to the sages and to the Supreme Lord. And that is the head that bows down to the Supreme Lord, that is the greatest head. Now, why is it greatest? Because ultimately this body is foreign to us. You know, whatever way the body is dressed, decorated, paraded, that really doesn't benefit the soul in any way. Maharaj Muchukunda says that in his prayers to Lord Krishna that actually whatever I do, I think that I am a great person riding on an elephant, but soon I'll become a corpse and I'll become some lower species. And even now when I think I am so great, when sensual desires pull me, I become like a dog to fulfill those desires. I have to utterly humiliate myself, begging for enjoyment. So, at the level of the body, trying to parade one's greatness is cannot be lasting. Not just lasting because we can't stay in the body for long, but also because the bodily drives themselves drag us down sooner or later. So therefore, if we use the bodily parts for serving Krishna, glorifying Krishna, reconnecting ourselves with Krishna, then that is the best gain that we can have. And that's why Kulshekhar Maharaj is saying over here that that head which bows down to Krishna and becomes decorated by the dust from near Krishna's lotus feet, that is the greatest head. So normally we would like to decorate our face with some lotions and powders to make it look better. But from the devotional perspective, those things are just superficial. They continue our bodily illusion and others' bodily illusion. But when the head is decorated with the dust feet of Krishna, that indicates that we are going towards eternal life, to attain lasting, ever-enriching happiness. And that is what is the real standard of greatness. Thank you.